USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fourth round of negotiations is set for Friday as President Biden and Senate Republicans try to find common ground on an infrastructure bill. Republicans are saying absolutely no to raising the corporate tax rate. So President Biden is now offering a 15% minimum company rate to stop many larger corporations from paying nothing at all in taxes.
This should be completely acceptable to a number of Republicans.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She also said the president has gone far beyond halfway to reach an agreement with the Republicans. The FBI is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over an alleged private sector campaign finance scheme. He allegedly pressured employees to donate to Republican candidates and reimbursed them through bonuses when he was leading North Carolina-based New Breed Logistics from 2000 to 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen-size pillow. King-size, only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a January 6th commission. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, President believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
F. Lee Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Symbionese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th, and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Among the topics expected at the meeting, according to the White House, are future threats and effective burden sharing. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. For more news, you can check out our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.